This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In pursuit of an elusive quality called wok hei.
Hei in Cantonese is the same as qi in Mandarin, so that means energy or life force or breath. And so that's why I describe wok hei as the breath of a wok.
The Breath of a Wok is the title of food writer Grace Young's latest cookbook. We meet up with her in New York's Chinatown, and we begin our quest for wok hei in the narrow aisles of the Hung Chong Cookware Store on the Bowery. There are woks of all makes and sizes, shiny and dull, flat-bottomed and round, made of carbon steel or thin cast iron.
When people choose a Chinese cast iron wok, they actually put it on the floor and they bang it, and it should have a clear bell-like tone. Because what you don't want is a cast iron wok that has a crack, because it won't last. It's not durable. This is what the Cantonese home cook swears is the best kind of wok for creating stir fries with wok hei. But what you actually see the most in Chinatown these days, which is really sad, are these nonstick woks.
Now you say that's too bad. Why is that?
Well, it's horrible.
Not just too bad,
no,
it's horrible.
It's horrifying, because if someone teaches you, for example, a great stir-fry recipe and then you cook it in a nonstick pan, it won't taste the same. If it's correctly done, a stir-fry, actually the wok breathes heat and energy and life force. And the food, therefore, gets a concentrated, prized taste with a seared aroma. And that only happens if you cook it in the correct pan.
Well, Grace, it's been a long time since I've owned a wok, but I think I might need to get a new one. So why don't you go help me pick one out?
Okay. So this is the $12.95 right here. This
Great.
Will last you your entire lifetime.
Okay. $12.95?
Yeah. I actually want one, too.
So you have kind of here.
Go inside.
Our woks are shiny and light, made of carbon steel, with a long wooden handle on one side, an ear-shaped handle on the other, and a flat bottom that will work nicely on a gas range. There's one more stop at a Chinese greengrocer.
So if you're in Chinatown, you should buy Chinese chives to season the wok. And so in Cantonese, we call them gao choy. The Chinese chives are very, very important because they're said to clean the wok and remove the metallic taste of the wok from it.
Okay, let's get a bunch.
Gao choy, mgoy.
Gao choy, okay, yaman.
I hate to say this, I'm the Imelda Marcos of woks. Instead of shoes, I collect woks.
Grace Young has about 36 woks in her Soho apartment. On the stove is her old standby, which has developed a glossy black patina inside from years of constant cooking. And we're going to take the first step with my new wok toward a nice patina and, we hope, some wok hei. We've got to season it. First, a vigorous scrub down with a frizzled stainless steel scrubber in the sink. Then seasoning on the stove.
What you're literally doing is you're opening up the pores of the metal with the heat and coating it with oil, and by coating it with the oil, it seals the metal.
And do you do this just once, or is this a constant sealing?
No, you just do it once. But what really happens is the more you stir fry with the wok, the more it becomes seasoned.
And here's where those long, bright green Chinese chives come in. They get chopped up, then tossed into the hot oil in the wok.
And that's the crackling, sizzling sound that you want. We're stir-frying today to season the wok, but literally this is the same lesson for how you would stir-fry vegetables in general. You always want a sizzling sound. If it's not sizzling, something's wrong.
Grace Young smushes the chives into the sides of the wok, pressing hard to get them to absorb the metallic flavor. They smell great, but they'll get tossed out. Then another scrub of the wok.
And that's it.
My new wok is nicely seasoned, but maybe not capable yet of true wok hei, the breath of a wok. For that, Grace Young leads us down into the basement kitchen of the East Ocean Restaurant in Chinatown. Huge woks are set well into the heat on their industrial stoves. They're cradled by flames. For real wok hei, you need a lot of heat. A regular kitchen stove generates about 10,000 BTUs of heat. These stoves pump out somewhere between 80 and 150,000.
What I really love about it is when he turns on the heat, you're going to hear the sound to me that to me sounds like the sound of a dragon. The heat that they use here is so ferocious.
The cook tosses in shrimp, fried asparagus, Chinese broccoli, noodles. It all stir-fries in a flash. He's in constant motion, conducting this performance, scooping, flipping, from time to time pressing his knee against the stove to adjust the heat.
And look at this coordination. Do you see the lever on the side of the stove? So he uses it with his knee. He kicks the lever to bring up the heat higher. And do you feel this heat? Yeah. Every time he pulls the wok up, sometimes there can be 2 or 3 feet of heat flying up into your face. If you don't know what you're doing, you can really, really hurt yourself with this. Oftentimes they say that the Chinese chefs have absolutely no facial hair or hair on their arms. It's all been seared off.
The heat is so intense that a wok in this kitchen will only last for a few months. This wok is already buckled badly from the heat. Upstairs in East Ocean's dining room, Grace Young asks the manager, Raymond Liang, about this Cantonese notion of wok hei.
You have customers who come in and say, give me extra wok hei with the dish.
Yes, we do, especially from the people from Canton.
Right.
They know the bread or the wok is very important.
It's a prized taste. They say if you come for a meal and you have a dish, you have a stir fry, and if it doesn't have wok hei, it means almost like it's unlucky. Like if you're going to make an investment that day or you want to go and gamble, it's not a good day.
So Grace, in your cookbook, you talk about first learning about wok hei, this breath of the wok, from your father when
right.
you were a child.
From the time I was a child, my father used to always bring us to these restaurants in Chinatown. He would just walk into the kitchen, see what was the freshest that day, and ask the chef which dish would have the most wok hei. And then he would say to the chef, give me even more wok hei. And then he would come back. And that first bite, my father would always go, ah, gao wok hei. So in Chinese, gao means enough, enough wok hei.
A few other lessons. Grace Young's father would always make the family sit closest to the kitchen door, so there would be the shortest possible time between the food coming out of the wok and into their mouths. And he'd urge them, eat fast. Wok hei can disappear in an instant. You can find recipes and photos from Grace Young's book, The Breath of a Wok, at our website, npr.org.